if there's anything that we know or feel is bad in our product, or is it that there's just some better products for certain applications out there, like you can be top of the line on a lot of stuff, but you can't always be best products for all situations.
Well,
I know.
And I have never used any of the skin products yet. I began using the hand cream, and it's wonderful. But what do you see as a difference in the facial scrubs and all that for people that have used it?
Well, I've used it. This is Heather. And I know Linda uses it because she will break out in blisters on her face if she uses anything else. She has very sensitive skin. So when she found the Nikon skincare, that's what the video is about on her email. If you ever have gotten an email from her, her video is on there. And she does a beautiful job in that. It's only a few minutes, a couple minutes or so. And she talks about the skincare and how she learned about it. They took her in, and she was kind of like the test, because she has very sensitive skin. And I use it every day. I never used to use it. I used to put jojoba oil on my skin since I was 14. I have very good skin. But I do use the cleanser, and I use the night cream. I use the spot cream and the day cream for your face. And I love it.
Didn't Linda say that she only uses our products above her head? She didn't say it that way, but she says, I use it on my face.
Yes.
Cover, but she uses some other kind of gels or something on the rest of her body. Is that for any particular reason?
I'm not sure. Well, she uses the hand cream and the body cream. She
That's
does
right.
use that.
The hand and
yeah. But
I
the
can...
face, the face is the really, the great one.
Yeah, this is Barbara. Hey, I have very sensitive skin, and I have the dry on the sides, but the oily in the middle. And I've been using the Nikon skincare since it came out, and I'm pretty religious with it. The only thing is, I don't travel with the toner because it leaks. You know, I have a hard time keeping it from leaking out. But everything else I use even when I'm traveling. Because I just noticed a big difference. Well, you notice a big difference with the water in showers and stuff when you're traveling. But to change and try and use other people's detergent, you know, on your face, you just don't want to use any of that stuff. Detergents can dry you out and really affect you. Where you know, this is just all natural and non-invasive, really good cream that doesn't feel, it's still breathable, if that makes sense.
She said something about the herbs in there, the way they work together, that's our sunblock. Did I understand that correctly?
It's not the herbs. It is the herbs. It's, I guess I never thought of it as herbs. You know, they have edelweiss and the flowers that are from up in the Alps. And I think of them, if they can grow up there in that real rugged terrain and survive, it's got a protective feel to it. Where if we, you know, so it doesn't say SPF on it, but it is, and in Florida, I use it as my undercoat protection as well. And I live here, and I walk the beach and stuff, and I'll make sure I just put an extra, you know, face cream, day cream on when I go out the door to go walk the beach. Now, I don't use it on the whole body. I do use other sunblocks because if I go swimming or something, I think the water and everything has got to have a little bit more protection, but it definitely protects the face and the neck and the, you know, area from getting sunburned. And I'm freckly. I definitely sunburn.
This is a guy thing. I'm sure. I don't think I've ever used the sunblock of any sort because I am to me that I get the vitamin D. And people say, well, you should use the sunblock and then take supplements for vitamin D. But I would rather get mine from the sun. And maybe I'll pay a price someday, but I'm in my 70s. So far, so good. But I did go online last night and printed out the 12, the toxic 12, and I actually went to three different sites, and they have different explanations of the 12 or descriptions and whatever. Has anybody done the research on our products to say that we can look somebody in the eye and say we don't have any of those 12, or do we have only a couple of the 12, or has anybody done that kind of research?
So being EchoCert, we have no toxic 12 in ours. I know that because that is such a high, pristine way of checking, you know, and making sure something's organic. That, you know, that's our seal of approval right there.
So for us guys or anybody else that doesn't want to be a techie on that stuff, we can say, in fact, it creates, you know, if you ask a question and let the other person talk, but you say, somebody says, well, what makes yours special? Say, we don't have any of the toxic 12 in ours. They say what that is or what is that, and you refer them to a website or whatever, but that's probably the safest thing rather than a guy getting all excited about it's got this ingredient or that ingredient or whatever, but just, hey, we have nada, nil.
Well, I go more with the organic, and that it is got the highest quality that no other skincare in America has that, EcoCert. The French are very, very particular, and that we have that EcoCert means that it's all natural, non-invasive, not going to hurt you, only help you kind of thing. So I don't know that I would, I mean, I guess if that's something that you, for guys to say, the toxic 12, I don't come from that angle, I guess. I didn't hear much about the toxic 12 prior to that, but I mean, I might talk about mineral oil and, you know, petroleum oil. Well, you wouldn't go to your gas tank and put that on your face, right? You wouldn't go to your oil in your car and put that on your body. But that's what's in a lot of the other products. And it just seals. It doesn't let anything in, doesn't let anything out. You know, I guess that's how it stays moist. But go ahead.
With our previous product line, or maybe it was two product lines ago, we actually had a comparison chart. I mean, we named Avon, we named Mary Kay, and we named Arbonne, and we named some of the others, and had all the X's like we did on sleep systems a long time ago. Do you know if anybody, if Nikan or any of our people have put together a chart like that?
No, I have not seen that.
And open you the lawsuit.
Right,
and not encouraging it. I just thought if it's been published by NECAN, I haven't seen it.
Right. I just go off of what I, you know, the credibility and the believability of what I have with NECAN and how we are always a research and developing company. And I now have an inner trust that I know that what they bring out is good for us and is, you know, very, very beneficial. So.
Hi, this is Gary with a comment on that. What I found is, first of all, I use it, the cleansing cream, to shave with. So I don't buy anything like a Gillette product and put it on my face. I shave with this. And less likely to get any sort of razor nick. That's number one. Number two is that, as Barbara just mentioned, the EcoCert is the highest, standard. And if somebody wants to dispute that, I've seen what women have done is they go, when they're in somebody else's home, they say, go get your best product, your most expensive product. And they may get something that they purchase over the counter from Macy's, and then they do a strength test with their product, and then they do a strength test with Neekin using the equivalent product, and every time it wows them.
So you're having them put the cream on or the thing on or just hold it?
Sometimes it's just holding it. Other times what I've seen them do is put it, say, on the top of their hand.
Okay.
And then do a strength test. And then other times I've seen where they put that equivalent product on the top of their hand, and on the other hand they put the Neekin product, and they go on talking and they look at it a half hour later and compare.
I need to back up and have another conversation too about the vitamin D, because you're not stopping your body from getting vitamin D because you have sunscreen on. You're just stopping the one that's the ray of the sun that's the hardest on us, the ultraviolet ray, from scorching the skin, for lack of a better analogy. You're still going to absorb vitamin D. You're going to get the light. You're going to get the heat. You're going to get the energy from the sun of the stuff you don't see. Heather, later, maybe you can address that. I think someone else is wanting to share about their skincare. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Barbara Virginia. I just wanted to talk about the skincare and how you test for it, because I actually learned this in the bullet train in Japan in 1998, and I was blown away with it. But you just do a baseline strength test, just rub a little bit of any of our skincare products on, little drop on the top of the hand, retest, they're strong, and ask them for their most expensive Lancome, whatever it is, put it over that, and you'll see them weaken. Put ours back on, they're stronger. It's a great test. You can test with any other skincare product, and you'll see a difference every time.
Cool.
And to pick up on the vitamin C, I think Linda was talking about this as we're talking about the lamp, that the eyes absorb something like 95% of the vitamin C, and only 5% comes through the skin. So whether or not one has any skincare on a sunblock is irrelevant if 95%. Are virtually irrelevant if 95% is coming through the eye.
95% of the light comes through the eyes towards the blood. The far infrared waves of the sun, all the longer waves, come through the skin, and they can penetrate 2 to 3 inches into the skin. I believe that both forms are really wonderful. Because you do need, when someone has a vitamin D deficiency, I would put them out in sun for 20 minutes a day. That's it. Not longer, not shorter. 20 minutes a day is sufficient to get enough vitamin D for the whole day. But if you live in a place where there's not a lot of sun, you've got to get it in other ways.
That without sunglasses on, then, right?
Yes, I would go out without sunglasses, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And I would just go out and relax in the sun. Relax, not doing something. Just relaxing and getting enough sun on enough of your body, you know, putting shorts on or maybe a small top. If you're a guy, you don't have to wear a top, of course. So getting it on 80% of your body, you're absorbing more of it, because you need to absorb a lot of it. And if you only have 20 minutes, which is a good amount of time, it's a little amount of time, but it's a really good amount of time. I wouldn't do more for a person, especially if they're very fair-skinned. I have a lot of family members that are very fair-skinned, and they can't tolerate very much sun. They're very opaque, and their skin is very delicate.
So morning sun and late afternoon sun as opposed to midday sun, and does it make any difference if you're at the equator 15 to 20 minutes of the
but you should do it at noon. I said you could look at the sun the first hours and the last hours of the day. You can't look at it during any other hours. But the sun that goes into your skin should be closest to noon as possible, because that's the most sun that you can get. That's the most rays that you'll get. And getting towards the equator, you get more sun, yes. I think I should be right on the equator, because I just thrive in the sun. Well, I have a lot of people who...
Do you still get it if you have sunscreen on, or you don't get it? Is that what you're saying? You don't
you
get
do
it.
Not get it. No. You don't get it. Not very much.
Maybe it blocks out water because it wears off.
Yes, absolutely. It does wear off. Yep. It does wear off, and your skin absorbs it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It does wear off. But I would get, neuropathy comes from vitamin D deficiency.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'd rather have a little bit of sun than neuropathy. I just, those are my choices. So I would rather have the sun.
There are many, many studies out there that are saying people over 40 in particular are 65 to 85% are vitamin deficient. And they said that the majority of the people have, or you measure vitamin D, you need a minimum of a 33 score, running around a 12 and 15. So, Bob Taylor's on the call from Topeka. When he and I were kids, we did some Indian dancing, and I spent some time with Indian medicine men, and they had three—I can't remember the third one—but the keys to health. And the first one was 15 minutes of sun on your face every day. Now that was way, way back in the 50s, 1950s. So. That and pristine water, and I can't remember. I thought the third one had something to do with calcium. I've forgotten that, but I've always remembered that 15 minutes of sun on your face every day for health. So, Native
American. Can you give me those statistics again? Over 40, 33% is the normal score for vitamin D. What was the other?
40 or older, 65 to 85% of the people in that over 40 age group. Are vitamin D deficient?
Kathy Pascal, had a vitamin D deficiency. She attributed it to working inside. She was an accountant. And a lot of people do work inside. And I have a girl who's on the Vital Balance who works from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Now, in the summer, that's kind of okay. She has a few hours of sunlight. But in the winter, she gets none. None. Absolutely none. And she's very, very sad, very depressed, it's not, you know, her natural rhythm. So we're trying to get her out of that. But it's very, people stay inside. They don't go outside anymore. They're afraid of the sun. You know, with all the scares of the sun. It's very good for you.
Some people, I do a workshop with the senior centers. It's a 6-part series on different natural modalities. This last week, there's a woman in there. She's from India. She's 101 years old. She looks like she's maybe 55 or 60. You know, her skin is just absolutely amazing. But she gets 50,000 units of vitamin D twice a week. That's 100,000 units. Now, units I use are different than, you know, I get so confused. In fact, one is quantity and one is something else, and they really don't have any equal, but, or any real comparison. But she is around 80, I think, on the vitamin D. I've only had the vitamin D test once, and I was 33, and that's really the minimum. And that's with getting as much sun as you can get here in Colorado, which is probably 350 days of the year, I guess. We have some sun. But is anybody else taking the vitamin D?
How do they test for vitamin D?
Blood test.
There's a blood test for it. It's the D25 or something like that blood test.
Yeah, I had very deficient vitamin D. This is Steve. And I was down way low, like 9, 10, something 12. Like that. And I started taking a over the counter vitamin D, and it made a huge difference for me. Huge difference.
And aside from the neuropathy, what are the symptoms of it?
Fatigue.
Exhaustion.
Yeah, just total exhaustion.
Yep. Not healing.
Not
healing your body.
No, I've always been very blessed that I heal quickly.
No, not feeling.
Oh,
not
feeling.
F-E-E.
Okay, feeling. I have had trouble with my hands hurting and being very sensitive to pressures. You know, someone shake your hand and have my hand hurt for an hour. That kind of thing.
I had that as well. You couldn't touch me for about 6 months. I thought you were punching me. And I, to this day, I put out my left hand so that people will shake my left hand, and they shake it very softly and gently so that it doesn't hurt me. And so I've adapted certain things so that people don't hurt me, because it's a really big sensitivity. Just you're super sensitive.
Well, that's interesting, because I have, lately I have a little bit of connective tissue things going on. I do take vitamin D. I take I think it's 500 milligrams twice a day. Maybe it's IU. Now you got me going to check that Jerry. That's the IU or the unit. But I'm just wondering, because I've had issues with my thumbs for a while now, and I just think that maybe, I do, and I have reduced, not on purpose, my Greenzyme intake, because it's not as easy to carry with me and take with me like before. I'm writing in about the packets because I do really love, the Greenzymes, and having them midday, better on an empty stomach. I just don't recall to do it. And so I'm
Barbara. Barbara, I'll be that with you, because yesterday I gave one away and I was like, oh, these are my last ones that I have. And I love those. I
keep saving them now. Yeah.
Funny. And the guy that I was talking to, I was at a dealership yesterday, I was doing info tests, and this guy had taken the Greenzymes. He'd been on a mattress pad years ago, and he loved the Greenzymes. But he said, I can't get them anymore, and in the little packets. So I agree with you 100%. I'll write in too.
Yeah, we need to write in and just make it easier to get, because it is a good thing to share business-wise, but it's for us personally.
Absolutely.
Have it.
Yes. I'll write
on the road.
Who do we write to? Because I
We'll write to your Upline President's Club members, so you can write to me if you want, or, whenever you write ideas or things in, it's always best to keep them individual, and that way, or testimonies and stuff, I just went outside the wind. Because that way they can forward that particular one on to the people they need to do it with, So I'd rather get 3 emails about 3 different things that I need to send in to Neekin than to put all 3 on the same email. Does that make sense?
Okay,
We can forward it on, and Dave Bowser, so we can send it in to him. He can copy everybody, but it does get a little confusing if it gets copied to me, because there's all these at that point I'll reverse it. Instead of so many chiefs, you know, a lot of Indians thinking everybody else is doing it instead of the one. So, but yeah, that's what I would do. I'd write it in and ask for that. I like the skincare too, for that matter. You know, we had the little sample creams. I think what happened was they needed to be dated because they actually, because it is, EcoCert, they might have, dried out a little bit or, you know, changed if they stayed or got warm in the sample packet. It may not be the exact consistency. So that might be why they pulled that particular thing.
This is Joe again. I believe that vitamin D test is 25, the numeral 25, hydroxy vitamin D blood test.
Thank you.
I'm looking at a vitamin D supplement. All it says on it is D3000 IU. And it says it's for bone and immune health.
So do you think that would be something I should up for my connective tissue? Connecting? Holden?
I would get the blood test. That will tell you if you're down, like I think it was Steve was talking about it. 10, 12, 13, which an awful lot of people are, your whole body will change for the better, things that you'll notice in all kinds of areas, but get the test first. And, you know, if you're fortunate that you're, you know, above 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, you're obviously doing everything right. And it's not that. I wouldn't add any more to it, but if you're down under 30, I would definitely supplement or get more sun. And I would go with the more sun first and supplement with if you can't get enough sun.
Well, it's interesting because I've been wearing, I had a little skin cancer on my arm, so I wear long sleeves, I do different, you know, I do wear shorts, but interesting. So what was the name of that blood test again?
Numeral 25-hydroxy vitamin, all one word, I think, H-Y-D-R-O-X-Y-V-I-T-A-M-I-N, and then the letter D as in David. Now, one of the wonderful things about these calls is we learn something. If you don't learn something every day, it was a waste of day, but I didn't know the percentage of if you just expose your eyes to the vitamin D. So, I mean, it only took me 70-some years to learn that. Maybe I'm just a slow learner.
On Wikipedia, after the 25-hydroxy test, they have in brackets called calcidiol, C-A-L-C-I-D-I-O-L. I don't know if that's a common name for the test, but it says calcidiol in brackets.
I cannot address that. I don't know. But your physician or your lab, or even next time you're in the pharmacy, I bet you they'd be able to tell you.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm close enough. Thank you, guys. That's perfect.
Could you give us your email so that we can request the packets of dates?
Say that again?
Could you give us your email address so that we
Oh, yeah, for sure. My email address is barbarawellness@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, for sure. I think it's best, too, if you put on your name down below your ID number and such so that they know we're distributors and we're not, you know, and then maybe I always add a little bit of the testimony with it, of, you know, and for me right now is that I'm just not taking as much as I used to. And I, you know, being a breast cancer survivor, I have always taken a good bit of great
J Greenzyme.
I actually then just bought, I bought the capsule to take with me on a trip. I just have to figure out how many more I need to take because four is just not it for me.
Yeah, it's helping me think back from fibromyalgia, and I go through it like it's running water some days, you know, depending on how active I am, and amazing, it helps regulate my blood sugar, gets my minerals back in, so it's really good.
Do the strength testing with the 3, the 4, the 5, the 6, the 7, the 8, and see what it tells you.
Yeah, I think there's a difference, though, because when you're eating on the road, you know, this is my theory, it takes away the enzymes because the enzymes have to break down all the crud you've eaten. So I think it would be more, so sometimes I do it as I do take digestion now, don't get me wrong, I take this digestion, but then I need a little bit more of the greenzymes to get that... to help digest whatever it is I've eaten on the road, and it's probably the oil or whatever, because I don't pack my progesterol when I'm traveling either. But I don't know. It's a wonderful quandary to look at how to do it in travel, especially since now we're going to the women's conference, woohoo, in Denver, and then I go off to Brazil. I'm going down to John of God.
So, cool.
Yeah. So actually, I'm also taking photos, guys. I don't know if y'all are up for that or not, but I take a photo. You put your name, your address, your birthday. It's best if your photo is open in the email so I can print and have all your data right underneath it. And then your 1, 2, 3 on your healing of what you want presented to John of God. And it can be more than you. It can be, you know, family or other things in that with it. I had someone ask me about that, about relationships. But and the picture's just like chest up and only you, you know, or the person. And then just send me individual ones if you want. And that has to be happened by Thursday night. So Thursday afternoon so I can print them and get them in my thing. But I'd be happy to present them for you, and it's made a tremendous difference for me, just in the asking of it, and the doing that, getting your photo and presenting is a way of just starting the act of healing as well. So there's something in that too that I found was powerful. So, and
thank
I will
you.
Be... going down, it would be the following Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that if you send me your photo, that would be the time to look at, probably the Thursday or the Friday, to, you know, take some extra quiet time and just go into healing prayer.
Thank you for offering that, Edra.
Yeah, for sure.
For you ladies that are going to the women's conference, what's the dress?
The dress?
Yeah, the dress.
I heard it's 40 in the evening and 80 during the day.
Okay, so, but casual?
I'm figuring, yeah.
Okay. Carol's coming.
Ah, nice.
My wife, so I'm...
Great!
She registered yesterday, and so she's... feels she's was very hesitant. She says, I'm going to be so outclassed in this. I won't fit in. I said, listen, you just go. They'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
Make sure she introduces herself to us so we know. I mean, obviously, there's not going to be too many cows.
Yeah, and she's a large lady, so you can't miss her that way, unfortunately. But she's dropped a lot of pounds in the last year. And a half, I'll say that. She's still large, but she's dropped a lot of pounds, and I won't say how many because she gets mad at me. But I will say 30 since the first of the year. So
good for her.
But
wow, that's awesome.
But it's been more than twice that she has dropped since we were Hawaii a year and a half ago. So I'm very proud of her.
Nice. Now, there's a book that you can download for her, The War of Art. I don't know if I can't think of who it's by right now. It's upstairs. Do you have it, Heather, by chance?
I'll look.
The War of Art, you say?
It's Stephen Pressfield. Stephen with a Z. Pressfield. P-R-E-S-S-F-I-E-L-D. I'm not going, but I ordered the book because I was signed up. But I wish I was going. So I hope they do it again.
And you say that's the War of Art?
Yes. And what is that about? Right now I'm a third of the way through, and it's about resistance. And from what I'm gathering so far, is what it's a spiritual take or a philosophical take on what stops us in life. And the more resistance we put up, the more it is that our soul, it's our soul's calling.
And the subtitle is Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles.
Oh, there you go. Good. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Are you coming?
This is Dee. I was hoping to come, but I'm staying here for a medical event that Chicago team's putting on. So torn, I can't tell you. So I just have to let it go that I'm not coming and hope there'll be another one.
Okay. Very good. I think it's probably going to be some type of annual, I'm hoping. So.
I hope too.
Yeah. And then you guys will have to figure out one.
I was going to ask, when are they going to have one for men?
There you go. Yeah.
Isn't it the Royal Alliance that you can get the information on the most powerful women in the world? It's usually like once a month. But, Judy.
The women from, I just read her email.
Yeah, those are absolutely powerful sessions. I've listened to 3-4 of them, I guess.
How do you get that information? I haven't heard about that. It's on Royal Alliance site? Oh, is it the women's webinar? No.
Yeah.
I don't know. It probably is, but they list the ones that have been and when the next ones are, and you have to register to go on them. And there's people, women from other countries. It's not just, you know, U.S.
Right. Oh, but they're naked women you're talking about, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I think, if this is correct, I've got it down for tomorrow with Maggie McGee.
Oh, is it? Tomorrow? What time?
Well, 2:00 Central, so I hope that's right. That's what I've got in my calendar. I'm trying to think if I got a true Dave Jensen, true magnetic leaders.
You can definitely get it on the homepage of the Royal Alliance.
Okay.
And in the past, the first couple, 2 or 3, you really didn't have to pre-register. Is it true now that you have to pre-register to get the codes and whatever to get on the call?
You know, I think so, but I haven't been on the last few, so I don't know for sure. So I hope I'll get a reminder email because I've registered in the past with the, you know, access information.
All of the previous ones are archived, so if you really fall in love with one of these, you would probably say to yourself, I wonder what these other women have shared. I know the ones I've listened to, I took like 2 pages of notes and you say, I know that, but it reinforces or I didn't know that or whatever. Just very, very powerful people.
Awesome.
Well, yeah,
everybody.
Oh, Heather?
I'm going to be on the one in September.
Are you? Awesome. Yeah.
I told you it was powerful people.
I was like, oh, yeah, I got to share.
The doers and the shakers of the world.
That's right. That's right.
You know, the other thing, going back to notifying Ethan about things or requesting things, that little feedback ribbon at the bottom of the homepage is what I've used in the past. And, you know, so like when they put pillowcases on other ships, I got a notification that they did it. So
say that again, when you asked about what?
When we were talking about, you know, say requesting packets for Jade Green items again or something.
Yes.
Or not certain of somebody's email address or whatever that's in President's Club or Upline or whatever, the little feedback ribbon on the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage, I've used that in the past. And, you know, when I requested pillowcases on Autoship, and then when they put them on, I got an email from them saying they did. So that's an easy way to, you know, when you're thinking about it, okay, I'll just hit that, put in my request for whatever.
Speaking of which, has anybody tried to get the catalog on Autoship, the single catalog? Has that been able to be put on Autoship yet now?
Not a single, because it would come to you rather than being sent out to somebody else.
No, add it into your Autoship, a $4.
I've tried to do that, and I don't get it. It doesn't come through on the order. It's just something unavailable or something.
I thought that changed.
And
it did become available, though.
It didn't change as of the first of this month.
So that's something else we need to write in about. The more we write in about it, the more, like, I think it may not be, you know, I think it was Vance Rogers on his call, he said for everybody to write in about the pillowcases. So they must have had so many emails about it. And, you know, that they just say, oh, we got to do this. And I fought for, probably 3 years to have other things on Autoship, not necessarily discounted, obviously, but that we could put a wrap in there and that we could put other things in the package. So thank you very kindly. It's me that got that stuff to happen. You know, just persistence and asking and saying, hey, I don't want to have to pay a whole nother, you know, $8.50 or now $9.50 for that, you know, to be shipped separately. So all these things help us be more efficient.
My last two auto ships, I have included the pack of the product catalogs, not the individual ones, but the products, and those have come through.
So that's good to know. But I'd like to be able to, we got all these people now on Autoship on the 6 month thing to earn the $200. And I'm just looking at, if we could really, get them one in there, they could see what else they wanted and read up on stuff.
Joe, what was the code for the packet of the catalog? Do you remember?
Hold on.
$93.19
And they're really nice catalogs, too. They're beautiful.
They are.
They're awesome.
They're beautiful catalogs.
Back to the single copies, I have used those in the past, but not with the new 2014 one. But I always use them to send them to an individual. And, I never tried to receive them myself. So I can't imagine that they would have that in Autoship as a single item, but I certainly don't know that for sure.
order to auto ship Monday, and I had that on there, and I didn't say it wasn't coming, so it, I should know by Friday. I think it's coming today or tomorrow, so I can let you know on the Friday call.
It let you put the single one on there? Because maybe it got through.
Yeah, it did.
I think when our PC call was. Do you remember that single code?
You know, I could go look it up on the internet. I don't have it at my fingertips.
Just off the catalog thing. Okay, we can do that.
Did you folks get the email that on the, whatever they're calling it, the Rev Nakin call that's daily now, every morning, that Vigo Madsen's going to be on this morning talking about the tax benefits and
all of that? Oh, what is that?
Well, it's 10 o'clock Central time, so...
Okay, so 11 o'clock Eastern, your time.
Mm-hmm. So, just as a reminder.
Now, Vigo was on last week, too.
Yes, but I guess he's going to be... Because I got an email from him, and I don't even know how that happened, but that he's going to be on today.
Okay.
Yeah, that number for the Wellness Revolution is 712-432-1212. The code is 392-891375. Pound.
Just do it again. 712-432-1212. And then the code
392-891375 pound. And it comes on at 11 o'clock Eastern time, our time.
Okay. And what I found is they said 1,000 people can get on. So if you have someone that you want on the call, it's probably best if you link them in to make sure they can get on. So get on and then three-way them in just because there were some people that couldn't get on the other day. I can't remember. And we'll probably link another call to it.
Yeah, I don't know that a lot of people know that they need to do that LinkedIn because I gave the number to a friend and I was wondering if, you know, that was going to be a problem of just her trying to call in.
Uh-huh.
But Vigo in his message, email had given out the number and was encouraging people to call in. So I don't know how they're going to handle that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you can always, sometimes I have trouble getting on a call, so just text people and ask them. And that way they can, you know, or say, text me if you have an issue, and I can link you on, something like that. Before you get on the call, do you text message?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's something to, as a backup, you know? Great. That's awesome, guys. Thanks for the extra input and information. I had it. I just had forgotten about it in my re-entry. So, Joe, make sure Carol knows to come up and say hi and talk to us and let us know where she's... I mean, obviously, introduce yourself in the get-go, okay?
Yep.
Alrighty.
What time is...
Hi, everyone.
I haven't seen a timetable anywhere, nor has she, about when it starts, what it ends, that kind of thing. How can I get that?
All I heard was to get in before, take the 3 o'clock shuttle. You have to be there to take the last, you know, not the last shuttle, but the shuttle at 3. And to not leave, not have your flight go before noon. Noon, Heather? On, or maybe 9.
It was either 9 or noon on Monday morning.
On Monday, yeah. Because all of a sudden I'm like, ooh, I'm drawing a blank on that. Yeah.
So I've been trying to figure out, get more information on that. Or who, find
I'm
out
gonna
who.
Have,
find out who to talk to.
Well, goodbye, everybody. Have a wonderful time in Colorado, and have a great week.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye.